This is KUOW News. I'm Jamala Henderson. There's big business news this morning. Microsoft has confirmed that it has a new CEO as of today. 46-year-old Satya Nadella has worked at Microsoft for 22 years. The company also announced a change for its board of directors. Company founder and board chairman Bill Gates will be stepping out of the chairman's seat to become a technical advisor. For some analysis, we spoke with Todd Bishop, the co-founder of the tech website GeekWire. I started by asking him for his reaction about Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is essentially, as Microsoft says, stepping up to this position. The company is trying to emphasize that Gates will be actually playing a larger role as this new technology advisor to Nadella. I think it says a lot about the fact that Nadella is going to be making a big leap to become CEO. He's been a strong business leader inside the company, but he's never led an organization at this scale before. And Gates will essentially be there as one of his right-hand people to guide him through the process and really try to, at the same time, ensure that the company is technologically relevant.
How big of a deal is Bill Gates' role change in all of this?
It's a significant deal. For the first time in Microsoft's history, Bill Gates is neither CEO nor chairman. I think Microsoft is going to be battling a bit of a public relations issue here in trying to convince people that Gates will actually be stepping up to this new role and not stepping down as much from his prior roles. But if Gates can come in and really have an impact as this advisor to Nadella and a person who's giving input to Microsoft's products, I think it's potentially a very big deal and something that could help the company get back on its feet in some of the markets where it's really struggled.
And so what do you think of this new appointment of Nadella?
It's been expected. I think it speaks to the challenges of finding someone for this position. Satya Nadella is very experienced, very well respected inside the company. I've been speaking recently with a number of people who worked with him inside the company, and they say he's thoughtful and deliberate, not afraid to make very difficult decisions. But at the same time, he's not widely known in the technology world, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge for him to assert himself and to assert his vision for the company, not just inside Microsoft, but across the tech industry and among Microsoft's customers, both businesses and everyday consumers who Microsoft wants to buy its smartphones, tablets, and PCs.
What's the next step, do you think, that's coming after this?
I think we'll see Bill Gates start to play a more central role inside the company again, at least spending one day a week there at Microsoft or the equivalent of that. And I think you'll see essentially Nadella starting to assert his new power and do it in a way I think that'll be relatively deliberate and careful. Aside from the fact that Microsoft did not get a marquee name here as its next CEO, I think they made a solid choice, even if some people might view it as uninspired.
That was Todd Bishop, co-founder of the tech website GeekWire. This is KUOW News. I'm Jamala Henderson.